Well, I can't remember, you know.
Well, we are, when I did that Thursday night, I was, there was a draw, something large.
The world. And my cousin, Olam HaShalom, Rebbe Tova Fine, a member of the Kalish family and therefore a member of the Willard family, was also in her own right a great mechanefes and a mother of 8 children. They were talking about a model for the role of an Orthodox Jewish woman, who certainly is, and the loss was a very grievous and painful and traumatic one for the entire family, the community. And the way we memorialize individuals in our world is by dedicating Torah studies to their memory. And therefore, that is the topic for tonight's shiur, which is the topic of Kaddish, Yizkor, Yahrzeit, all the memorial kinds of topics that are very misunderstood. We'll try to analyze them from the sources of the Shulchan Aruch, give people have an appreciation of some of the intricacies, although we will not be able to exhaust every last available source. In Siman Shinayin Vav, there are more rights. The Nimsa of the Midrasha, Lomar Kaddish Al-Av, found in Midrashic source, not found anywhere in the Talmud, saying Kaddish when a father passes away. If you think this is something which is purely a line of Shulchan Aruch, I want to thank Paula for giving me this article from the Jewish Week, just from last week. It says August 6th, that was this last Friday. The last Kaddish, mourners struggle alone at year's end. It's all about the idea of saying Kaddish 11 months, we'll get to that detail later on, and how it's just a traumatic experience when you end the Kaddish, because Kaddish ties you to your religion, ties you to your father, ties you to so many different things. Of course, it's not written in a, we'll call it devoutly Orthodox circle. And the person who is devoutly Orthodox goes to shul every single day before he had to say Kaddish, and will continue to do after he says Kaddish, has much less of a trauma. Someone who doesn't believe in going to shul, says during the week, or during the week, Shabbos is already, so if it's a traumatic thing, also just small life changes. So, okay. There are many people who never went to shul during the week, and they said Kaddish for a year, and for the rest of their life they went to shul. I've seen it. So the power of Kaddish should not be minimized in any which way. Anyway, so it's the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that it was a story, many different, there's 10 different Midrashim about it, different sources, but according to one, the person appeared in a dream to his son, it was all black, and it was a terrible, horrific dream, and he said, you know, something with daddy, what's the matter? Well, you know, I sinned a lot in my time, and I'm not paying for it. Say Kaddish for me. The Kaddish means somehow elevating me in a higher level in the Shemayim. And it's all awesome about that. That's an unbelievable thing for the Jewish week, about a person who dies and can be punished in heaven, and the punishment will be somehow alleviated by saying Kaddish. Yeah. It's something which has penetrated far beyond the inner circle of Shabbat Jews and of the style of the Minyan. It goes way, way beyond. Interestingly, the question of how long should the Kaddish be said. So, is there a source of anywhere in the Gemara itself, this idea of Kaddish? So there is one source, the Gemara says the Kiddush. The Gemara Kiddush says that when someone's father dies, so in the first year, you say, Hareini kaparat mishkof. May I be the atonement for his death. What does that mean? Rashi explains, you want to accept some of the punishment that he is scheduled to receive on yourself, and spare your father. Rather noble gesture, especially whether it really works or doesn't. But we'll never know what the truth is. But it may work. So the Mefarshim say, oh, nowadays, almost everybody doesn't say this expression. Rabbi Tversky was saying it when he was in Avelis the first year, and others say it. But most people don't use that expression. How come? But some say the Kaddish has an effect to plant this phrase. Whenever you refer to your father, the first year for rainy kapara, shkava may I be the atonement for his punishment. So by saying kaddish, that's somehow was inserted instead. That's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says in Kiddushin and Adaf, and others say it as well. An interesting question I'll discuss now, which is how come a rainy kapara for shkava we say for 12 months, whereas kaddish, which Rabbi Moses later on, at the very end, shkava was only say it for 11 months. That's a good question. The Taz is the question. Not just a question from that I made up. The Taz is the question. He tells you over here, interesting Taz. In this simon, Shinai and Ho, see if you hey, the Taz makes a reference. It says, I am not the Gosapti, the Simon Reshmem, the Taz, the Zeh, Dober Hobu. If I must say so myself, the Taz has to get a good shot. Some 136 simanim ago. That's the widest discrepancy. Let's take a look. So if you have this look in front of you, go back to Simon Reish Mem Sif Tet. You want to look by page numbers. It's page 112. Actually, it's page of Zion, the next page. It's a question. Why is 12 months and one's 11 months? That's the question. This is the problem. The Gemara in Kiddushin says that after the 12 months of Yisrael, the throne of the Rav. And the Taz assumes that in the first 12 months, you're not supposed to say the throne of the Rav. Why? Because the throne of the Rav is really a shortcut. It's a short phrase. It says, the throne of the Rav, the Chai, all of my book. We have seen Zion, Lamed, hey, hey. That's what it means. Now, until 12 months, you don't know if you did all of our bodies. Until the Chash of being Gehenim for the first 12 months. Mishpat Mishon began to use Beit Kodesh. You can't use the Chron of the Rav. You have no to say nothing. It's not nice. That's why it's there in the Chash of Shkabo for 12 months. With respect to Kaddish, you just say nothing. You can say they finish a language, just don't say anything. But actually, that's not considered to be Zoyim. When you say my father, the father just died, and you don't take the Chron of the Rav, you don't say the Chash of Shkabo, like that night, says the time. You have no choice but to stay in a kafas to cover the entire 12 months. When it comes to Kaddish, say it's 11 months, then you stop. Why? Stay for 12 months, you're implying somehow that your father's a Russia and has to be in Ghana for 12 months. You don't want to do that. So not to do that, stop after 11 months. In this article in the Jewish Week, they call it a custom, stay 11 months, you stop a week, and you stay 3 more weeks. I prefer that to Shabbat, frankly, but I call it the Jewish Week. Who's going to argue the Jewish Week? But I think it probably has a source even in some of the fortune on this Simon Shinai and Vav as well. Okay? So this is the Taz of them. The Shach, however, disagrees. The Shach says you're allowed to say the Chron of the Baraka in the first 12 months. So the Taz of Teretz is no good. So we're stuck. So what Teretz do we have? Two things. Some say Kaddish is public. The public thing with the minions. Say publicly that the father is somehow a Russia, you don't want to do. Aranica Prince Shkava, you just said in a more private forum. That's answer number one. Answer number two, very interesting. Kaddish, as you see in the message, is to save someone from Gehenna. So if you say 12 months apart that your father is a real Russia. Aranica Prince Shkava is either someone's in Gan Eden, but then against a certain punishment, you're trying to save him from the small little punishment, so you can save him for the entire 12 months. Okay, let's start with this. Okay, let us go to the next step. The Ramah, close to custom, say Kaddish for 365 days. But as you know, it's more than our year, the solar year. Where do you get it from? Look at Rashi and Chumash on Parshas Noah. Everyone, look at Chumash and Rashi. He goes through all the cheshbonos of all the various days. Comes out that the Dora Mabel was punished for a year, 12 months, what was it? 365 days, a solar year. So that's what the Mishpaganim is. So you need 30 solar year, say Kaddish as well. But that's all according to the original custom that Ramon said for a full 12 months. So instead of saying 12 months, 354 days, it became 365 days, 11 days extra. For us, it's only 11 months, so it's that much less. Not coming to Ramon, it's for us. Okay, Nagu Loma Al Av Aim Kaddish Bastra Yud Beis Kodesh. The original testament 12 months. We'll get to 11. ulahafnir bin Navi. Get master. Master. How many of you ever witnessed in the shul a fight by two Jews who both want to get master because they have yard side that week? You witness it? Yeah. With our ritual director. You witness it? You've dealt with it. Well, the truth is, there's really no source in Shulchan Aruch. The original source in Ramah was that a summer should get master all the time, a whole year. Just imagine that one now. Gabbai, give me master the whole year, please. Every week. That's Ramah. Where'd it come from? Here's where it comes from. Originally, Kaddish was said for children under the age of Bar Mitzvah. So they call them in Russian. Because those over Bar Mitzvah, they didn't mean Kaddish. They dominate for the other that we call. If we really get to fight together later. Everyone knows Chama the Chiyuv. You know what the word Chiyuv means? Down for the Yom. But a cotton can't down for the Yom. He's under by Mitzvah. They made a Kaddish master. After all, they knew. That's always so familiar. Even if he's under by Mitzvah, you can say that Kaddish. And what's the greatest of Kaddish? As a result of your prodding the people, the anti-Hashmei Rabba, and the greatest of the Nishama. So too. They say Bohu. And ever to that, Bohu Hashem and Bohu. Well, it's also a great book. But what can you do? The minute we give it, that a cotton can't any aliyah. I have to tackle all of Akilu cotton, and the minister is Chazal in the first and say, you don't have the last aliyah. Hold it, the last. So the cotton was, and it's still in some place. A cotton today is not called up for the first time, it's only called the master. That's what it comes from. The cotton will get master that year so that he could say the Baruch Hu, and land of that Baruch Hashem and Baruch. That's where it comes from. So look carefully at the sources. That's where it comes from. Nowadays, we don't call up. Have a master with a general rule and a gadol, so that matter can get any aliyah. So what it comes down is, in order to maximize the gadol, the oval can go to the gabbai. Gabbai, I'll make a deal with you, gabbai, ritual director. You offer me a master every week. It's just an aliyah. For the next 50 weeks, we make an aliyah. I'm not going to ask for master. I don't want, because it doesn't matter to me anymore. I'll say broke, and I'll say back broke. So what do you say about that? That's what it says in the Ramah. However, probably from the Dark and Shalom and the poor Gabor are going to get killed for this, be Nakha Kaddish. So we don't have this minute anymore. This minute doesn't exist anymore. Like I can ask. Once the Rosh Hashiva came to my shul for Shabbat, he said, I'm out. He's straight to ask. Why ask him? Well, I'm not asked for a year. So look at our kids. Say, but he's with the Rabbah. Now, if he would have been smart enough to judge, we said, Shlish is enough. We gave a Shlish. So, I didn't realize at the time that Shlish was good enough. Of course, I didn't understand. I think it's a different self, I think. So, we say a different self, we keep quoting in our regulation. I think it's where it is. Not a mistake. Okay. So, because it is a funny, you know, custom evolved. The custom evolved, instead of getting master every week, which should be an aliyah every week, came to the Shabbat before the yard sign. Where does it come from? It says in Sarim, when the yard sign, what had it say in Yiddish? The neshama, the lhoven, and aliyah. That the neshama goes up to a higher level the week at the yard sign. And you know, it says in Sarim that the neshama goes on Shabbat to a higher point and sinks below. So it means that every week the neshama was going Shabbat. We shot it, we down, up and down like a yo-yo. But the next year, it's going to go on a higher level, so ready to shot it before, it's not going to sink so low on that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, until the Yotzer on Wednesday. So that's a very critical time to daven for the Yom. The custom to daven the most is Shabbat before Yotzer, and to get master to Shabbat before Yotzer. All based upon this Buddha, which evolved into something because he davened Muslims before, and master and Muslims go together. So if you're not going to daven Muslims, you might as well get a plan at least. So the point of having maps, different customs. What about the Marif? Look at this Marif here. Every Moshe Shabbat, the meeting says in the Ramah, Liz followed Arbit Mosoi Shabbat. She was Masha Chosim and the Shabbat to Gehenim, Ukshaben, Liz followed Makarish Baradim, Hold the Ovim Yom Bin Gehenim. Okay? So, Moshe Shabbat, custom now before the Yartzeit, but every single Moshe Shabbat, again, when it's possible. Now, says the Ramah, but no gulova kaddish ala aim apa pisha of chaya dayin. Aim of yoda limchos livno shwenava kaddish ala imo. People don't like when children say kaddish.
superstitious. What? You want me in the grave? What? I tip that fella up.
Yeah, it's serious. But here the man has two parents, a father and a mother. You think Casanova's father? No. Take offense. What's it in? So if you look at the Beis Yosef, he quotes that the Maran said, you can't. You can't. Apparently, I think the Beis Yosef also wanted to explain, in the olden days, Kaddish wasn't so de rigueur for the father to say, I don't want to say Kaddish to your mother, I'm still alive. And I get the heebie-jeebies when I say Kaddish. But nowadays, the Kaddish is de rigueur. Everyone says Kaddish for a parent. The father can no longer object. Since the father can no longer object, if the son wants to a mitzvah, or to keep away from an aveira, he cannot object to this either. Finished. Okay, that's the halacha. But if both parents are alive, the son should not take kaddish. Now it is quoted in certain svarim that if they don't care, if they don't mind, you can say kaddish for both parents are alive. The Sefer Messiah called the Beis Lechem Yehuda, as we suggest. However, it's really not a good idea. Why? Like I said, tell us up. The matter of Francis. You know, they're going to cause, we don't want to start saying kaddish both parents are alive. Moreover, as the Mefarshim said, since most people don't allow their children to say kaddish, they're both alive, parents, it's like a zilzul to the parents. It's a zilzul to the parents. Here in the Pitchet Shiva Dalit, in Shneim Chayim Lo Yomar Kaddish, you can't say kaddish also, but even if they allow you, you really shouldn't do it. I'm upset people do it these days. Not the new fads. I don't like it. Kaddish Rabbanim, you say. You have to have the boys make a see in the 9 days and then Kaddish Rabbanim. Both parents are alive? That's okay. Kaddish Rabbanim, you say. That's what we call it Kaddish Yosef. Kaddish Yosef. His father and mother is still alive. Kaddish Yosef. You really should not be saying it, even though they'll agree. Next, accustomed to fast on the Yom side. Mitzvah Lezanov, Yom Shemes Avol Ein. Have you heard this custom? Based on the Gemara. The Gemara in Shavuot that they would fast on a yard site. Why? Two reasons. Some say the bad luck day for the son. Look at the terrible tragedy he suffered. So he shouldn't get punished. They fast. Others say no. It's on the contrary. It's a difficult day for the Mace of Shemai. So you fast so that the deceased should have protection up in heaven. What's the difference? That's a great difference to the result. Listen to this case. Somebody passed away, he says, in America on the 3rd of Teves in the afternoon. Okay. But the son of the American strong. So in the 4th of Teves. So you think like this. This is a question of the mace, but he's going to have problems with the third of the table, because the other side. But as far as the bad luck day for the son, there was more than table. That's what it was for this. Is that interesting? Now, the custom is that if someone's passed on the yard side, you say in the mincha before, you accept the fast. It's printed as a small print, letters by a kind of tzar. Something you really don't have to do it. Such as you once fasted before, it's like a kind of a nether. Others say, well, if you accept the fast, then even the night is considered a fast. Even though you're not fasting, like Shabbat Sabbatama just spoke about. Even though you don't fast at night, but it's considered a fast, you don't get married. You know, there's this kind of restrictions. We spoke about this weeks and weeks ago. And some say, now that this generation is weak, we don't fast anymore. So what do they do? They have to see them. What do they do by your side? A ticket. Schnapps! So one of the stuff says, what kind of schnapps? Is that the thing am I supposed to fast? But some do both. They fast, they give a schnapps. Oh, don't drink. Okay, that's what I do. I fast every other time, and I give a schnapps. I would drink the schnapps. I never drink schnapps. But I still have to drink schnapps. Try to get this. And Chassidus is throwing the very big, you know why? Like Chassidus in the yard says, the Yulula, the wedding. Shimbay Yochai was a tzaddik hazor hazor, and that's a wedding with just an average person. But that's a small wedding. So they have this chassidish take on things. Everything's a simple. And it goes from to where Mishnah is, Paris, the name of the father, which was the Rosh Tape, it's different. Okay. Now the Shulchan of the Rambam goes on. The last line. Gimel Achim, the Yish Nochri, the Minagoy, the non-brother. So how did they divide the Kadesh? See, in the old days, it's very important to know. In the old days, only one person said Kadesh. But the Yankees are still that way. Not a Broyer. One person said Kadesh. So what do you do? So you have the four Kadesh, let's say. Okay? So two people died. One left three sons, one left one son. So the one left three sons, they say, give us each one to three, and then I get one. I said, what do you mean? Your father gets two Kadesh, my father gets two Kadesh. I'll take two, and you three, you'll rotate. Who wins? It's the question. It's a serious question that's found here in the Ramah. So what does it mean? Who wins? Says the three takes three and the one takes one. Says the Yaakov Emden, forget all these fights. It was a terrible fight. We'll follow the Sephardic custom. What's the Sephardic custom? Everyone took the Kaddish together. Yeah, I'll give you a little too. Not Sephardic. It became, how should I say, Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi have adopted to avoid fight, have adopted the Sephardic custom. The Chassam Sofer says that the Ashkenazim didn't accept it for a simple reason. Because you know, you have this custom, everyone says Kaddish together. What kind of together? Everyone's jumping and pushing and shoving, figuratively, to get there first. Ever see that? I ever been to show where everyone's jumping ahead, or some fakir, they'll stay behind. They have a finish, they'll scream out, because the whole show is Kaddish, you know. Well, I'm fine with that. This is very precious. Everybody's down with Sparta? Everybody's down with Sparta Shemayin? I don't mean Chassidim Shidduch. I mean, a real Sparadim. They know that was right. You're down with them? So beautiful. Every word out loud, either by the Chazan or together, to the stuff, they're used to it. They're used to having it together, the Makela. So they can say Kaddish, unison, that's okay. But we ask now that to push it right. Stick to the old Yankee custom, only one person saying Kaddish. So I see the Chassam Sof. Okay, another point. In the old generation, they weren't so afraid of Machlokas from Kadesh. You know why? Because they embroidered. There's a Kehillah. Kehillah's a system. There's a rabbi, there's a chassam, there are bylaws, and they work it out. Today, that's okay. No Kehillah anymore, except for broyers. I'm here. Myrm and Shabbat during the week, and I wanted the rabbi, I wanted the presence, I switch when it is, and then the end, I move out, and I move in, and I move. There's no Kehillah system anymore. So it's worth chanting on, greater chanting on Machlokas. That's why the Sephardic custom was accepted according to the Divrei Sofer. So all these fights, which we no longer have, thank God, we still have them. Not the Kaddish, but what? Stopping for the young. Session of Ramah, later on, that it goes together. The Ramah at the very end. Look at the Ramah ends of Shinai Vav. He talks about a particular case where he says, Yesh Lem Atzilos Vakadeshim Vatzilos. Next to the last line. So it goes together. That's what the Ramah passes in what's called Mamar Kadeshim. And it's similar to Kuplam and Aleph. Okay? So we still have fight by Davin for the Yom. Now let me ask another question. We were in Shul tonight. Okay? Set Aleinu. Someone said Kaddish. That person does not lose a parent in the last 12 months. So what is a Kaddish for? The Ramah quotes a custom. There's no one there with what we call a Chiyuv say Kaddish. Someone says Kaddish for all the mates that you throw. All in the term of all cloud you throw. Okay? The Ramah's a custom. The Yeshiva say you don't do it. The Gra doesn't have it. But the Shul they have it. But he said two Kaddish. One after Aleinu and one after Lidavid. Not so simple. Mr. Brewer in Nunhei Aleph says, Tov the Maiz the Kadesh. Then he says, the Shua Brach is the better, the Shua Kadesh is the better. And it's the one after Aleinu and Shishal Yom. Who has ever been in the Shul where they won against Aleinu and Shishal Yom? I've never seen it. I mean, again, if there's no one who's going to, we call a Chiyuv, there's only one after Aleinu usually. If the Chiyuv, Aleinu, Shishal Yom, in my Shul, do we try to fight? At least something after, like this, like this morning. Aleinu, Shishayom, Brochinashi. We just say, after Shishayom. We say two. That's our tradition. Okay? It's usually better to say one. The Divrei Tosfos. But no one does that, I think. The Matz Ephraim is more about the following, believe it or not. He's worried, like you have today. Shir Shoyol, Bochi Nafshi. He's afraid that someone will think the Shir Shoyol for Thursday is what we said on Hashem at the time of it, and Bochi Nafshi. And same with the Dovid. He's afraid that someone will say that the Shir Shoyol, the Dovid is all one thing. So that's part of the Shir Shoyol. Huh? You blow shofar for the three. How do you think this? I don't understand. So the Matzah Ephraim says, you know, I'll give you a break. Call him tomorrow. Aleinu Kadosh. Shishayom Kadosh. Because otherwise you're afraid Bochin Avshi was Shishayom. Oh, the Bochin Avshi. And the David. Isn't Hayom Shayom something for Shabbat? Shishi for Shabbat. Then he can say the Kadosh. Call to him. So we try to say only Aleinu at the very end. That's the minigun in many shuls. Okay. Ramah was accustomed to daven for an amen by Yortai, we said before. Sometimes they learn. The Rashi Yavamim Kufkov Veis. By Tabasokha, they go to the Kever on the Yortai, they learn. Even if the person is not a Tabasokha, they learn that. It's a custom of a Yortai candle. Go to the Mishnah Berurah. Simen Reshkov Chav Tzadik, the custom of it. And it's a custom of a lift the whole week of Shiva. Same idea. Some go to the Kever during the Yortai. They go. They came to wash hands three times, coming back from the Beis HaKvar. You know, the cup you wash from the faucet. Some accustomed not to wipe their hands. Some accustomed not to pass the cup, put it down like by a cemetery. They won't pass the shovel. Different cups. What about Yizkor? Where did that come from? Also a very interesting custom. Yizkor is comes to stuff. Did you know that? We say it whenever we read the pasuk of Chumash. Yom Kippur, which is Kapara, Ish Kemat Nasgada, which is the second day, Eighth day Pesach, second day Shavuot, and Shmini Atzeres. What about Eretz Yisrael? Good question. They say they took the Minhag with them. Even though they don't read that from these, and any of the three, they still say Yisrael. But Yisrael originated in Chutzar, because of Ish Kemat Nasgada. And it is imported, Eretz Yisrael, as the Divrei Tosfos points out. Some have a minhag of putting out a candle for Yisrael. Although the original custom goes back only to Yom Kippur, which is sort of a kapara. And the custom, you have a parent, you have both parents, you walk out. So you say, why? I and her. Yes. Oh, hold on a second. Some say a kel mole rachmin on Shabbos before the Yortzeit, quoted. Ramos, now Israel will be called tchina. What's tchina? A special prayer on Shabbos, not allowed. Why not? He explains because there's no hosafas tzar. The Divrei Tosfos says that's why some of the custom. The first year, no yizkor. What are you afraid about? Too traumatic, too painful, too emotional. You start crying, you're not supposed to do anything. But someone who is stable enough and wise enough, we would tell him to in fact stay in and say yizkor even the first year. Incidentally, what's the text of Yitzchak of Kel Mole? I'm saying Menucha Nachona. Next word, Bill. Hakas Kan Veshvin. There's a Shalom and a Ger. Ashabot Lachtov Hakas Knafa by Ruth. When it comes to a born Yitzchak, I should say Al Kan Veshvin. That's presumably more correct as for the Shalom. There's a problem in the Eli point out. Yachbienu Takas Kan Veshvin. I don't know. In Yisra, no title, no honorific title should say Avi Mori, because it goes to Hashem. There's no rabbi, doctor, for Esquire, by the Rabbanu Shalom. Avi! They call sources that Shlomo, the David Avi, David was the name of that. Admir, the biggest Chassidic Rebbe ever. There's no titles by Rabbanu Shalom. What do you say? Bavur Shanadar or Shabulinadar? The psalm says better say Bulinadar stuff, because you never know, a guy make a mistake, you know. I'll just say, look, you give it a mouth. If you could get given a mouth, that's come on. That'll be Shaber, it'll be Shnodar. Like, no amount for mention. There's no medicine in the mouth, so there's stuff somewhere. Somewhere, it's a penny somewhere. But some say she's the son. They believe that. Okay. We talk about the status of priorities, because who can say Kaddish first, who can bow himself into the first? Shiva, Shloshim, Yudbeis Kodesh. In that order. First, Shiva has the first priority, Shloshim the next priority, and beyond the 12-month preparation has the third level of priority. But these priorities exist on the calendar. All of the things which we've been learning about, Yontif, Naktov, Shiva, Shloshim, or Mikvah of Kekulo, they don't apply. These are only in our performance with the laws of Avelim. So it's the Nes, the Shemayim, the Mikvah Shayom, and the Noregah, and all that. That's what the Shach points out over here. So that doesn't have it in front of you. The Shach explains in Siv Kotten Ches. Again, it's a long one, but that's what he said somewhere. This halacha. Can't see right now, but it's there somewhere. Okay. Now we come to a very interesting question. And I've seen fights about it in Marshall. I'm talking from personal experience. I left that one in my triage. Everyone knows Shiva is first, Shloshim is second, Yudbeis Kodesh is third. Everyone knows that. Where does your set fit in? Where does your side fit in? Doesn't say. It doesn't say. Doesn't say a word. The Rambam says on this page Kuf Peches, Im Yesh Avelim Nogush Etoch Shivu Le'evlam Heim Kodesh. And the Ben Lapid has nothing. There's a whole discussion. Where's the other fit in? It doesn't say in the Ramah explicitly so far. It doesn't say. If you look at the Taz, Dali, the Minhag and Kosov, Marabin, Marab, Sheben Shloshim Nitzka Diben Yorzai, the Gagri. Hey, the Marabin is the man after our own heart, a man for our time. Yorzai feeds Shloshim. This is the voice of the people. Populism, kind of a thing. Now you should know we shouldn't be basing ourselves on populism. Dinei Shemayim. But somehow the Maram Mitz Minhagim attracts the respondent core. People think your set is like next Yom Kippur, is it? So it beats out a bench lodge. That's what the Maram Mitz said. However, the same Minhagim elsewhere said differently. He said that to the contrary, the personal Shloshim beats out the archetype, the Shachet question. And it goes earlier to what we call the Matas of the Yonah, was even before the Shach. This is what he asked, something very interesting. Really, he says, but that Shloshim comes first. Because the Din in Shemayim, for someone who passed over in the last month, is somehow more severe than someone who died 20 years ago and has the archetype. So why does it say elsewhere that the archetype beats out the bench fellowship? It is followed. A yardside must get one kaddish. But it has to have, you know, excavation per day or for a tefillah, not sure which one. The yardside must get one. Why? Because if you won't get one, the famous expression, Ogar Yomo, Vatla Kabbat. There's no tomorrow, we're saying. There's no tomorrow. Only the yardside. So you can't push the yardside, it'll start completely. So what emerges? If they're 10 yards side, they take all the kadeshim, what happens to the bench lotion? Zero. If there are 1 yard side and 10 kadeshim, the shloshim gets 9, the yard side gets 1. That's how the masses of the yom is divvied it up. Yes, you know, we don't agree to these fights, we don't longer have the many ashrams anymore. But the shock that it's wrong. So rather you understand the yartzeit comes first. But the only time that we give greater force to a bet shloshim as opposed to a yartzeit is if he is a guest. You know the rule is that a permanent resident has priority over a guest. I know, but in strict halacha here, a permanent resident has priority. But listen to this idea. If someone is in shlosh, is a guest, what do you want the poor guy? Nebuch, he lost a relative. He didn't expect to lose a relative. He had a business trip to go into the town. He had a ticket already months in advance. He can't lose it. He has to go out of town. Give him a break. Give him a cottage. But in your sight, you knew 12 months ago that you're going to have your sight. So if you wanted to see to it that you would get your cottage, stay home. In your own hometown, where everyone knows who you are, and in your shul, you get a cottage. So therefore, in this respect only, a bet shloshim has priority over a yorker. That's how the shach understands shach within the minhagim. However, the shach himself paskins like the Ramah, that a bet shloshim, has priority over a yorker. That's what the Ramah said. The bet shloshim has all the kadeshim, and the yorker only gets one. These are disputes which used to rock town. So now we don't live, we don't for us, we don't appreciate anymore. But it was quite a significant thing. Take a look at the last Ramot, end of the page 374. They have this custom of saying a Kaddish. The top shiva liyavlam hain kodmin. Shiva beats out of your side. Okay? Top shloshim. Yesh lo, it's to the yard side. Kaddish echad. And the rest goes to the shloshim. Yacha shloshim. Kol akadeshim shaloso yom and shaloso the yard side. So what does it merge in the Ramot? Sounds like the priority is shiva, shloshim, yard side, yudbeh kodesh. That's what it sounds like. You're sure to do that, Aaron? In your shul, they do it that way?
Yeah.
They do? Shul did that way. Which shul did that way? I'm so impressed. Who can repeat that experience in your own private shul? Well, you doubt it. Yours is going to lose to a shlosh. They'll rock the place. There'll be windows broken. These yards don't take these things lightly. So, but I'm very impressed. That must be Rabbi Lanson, I guess. This one. It must be him. He looked in the Ramah. He looked in the Shach. What do you think? No way. Ricky? Oh, million in the back. Yeah, they try that march, but I'm against that. I'm against that. The stabilization, what they call it. I'm a younger deal, but younger deal becoming stabilized now, too, gradually. Anyway, I'm very happy I already hear that. I'm very impressed, really. He follows the Ramon. What is depend upon? I thought it's great. Explanation is very simple. What pshat in your side? You already spoke about it before. If the pshat in your side is to protect the nifter, listen carefully, is to protect the nifter, then truth is your side is one up on shloshim. You know why? They're both to protect the nifter, and the yard side has the extra advantage that there's no tomorrow. So therefore, the yard side should have priority. However, if the reason for your side is to protect the son, bad luck day, then hey, with all due respect to you, but someone is dead needs the protection more. You can learn Torah, you can get stuck. One is dead can't do anything. So we're not sure what the reason is for your side. So what do you do? Again, one more time. If the reason for the yard side is to protect the nifter, your side should have priority. If it's to protect the son, the ben shloshim should have priority. But on the other hand, you also have the priority of no tomorrow. Because like this, if we knew for a fact that the reason for your son is to protect the son, he has that at the downer, at the negative. But if only no tomorrow is a positive, and the ben shloshim has neither the negative nor the positive, we would say split 50-50. That's what should have emerged. But the Maharam is not sure what the reason for your side is to protect the son, or to protect the father? You know when? Yahrzeit. You know why? Let's say X is the Yahrzeit, and Y is the Shloshim. So in this imagined conversation, the Yahrzeit tells the Beshlosh, look, Mr. Beshlosh, the best you can have of me is 50-50. The best. And in case, you're only going to protect, and again, let's say it right. The best, let's review. The best you can have is 50-50. Why? Because if I'm here to protect myself, and you're to protect the mace, but I have no samar, you do, it's 50-50. But that's the best you can have, my friend, Mr. Shloshim. But in the worst case, namely, if I'm to protect the mace, and I have the additional advantage of no tomorrow, then I got everything. With the doubt, I say kula shali, and you say chesi shali, in effect, that I'm telling my mother to see her son. So therefore, I would. There's more expression of about in this kind of case. Ain suffix, mosi midei vada. Exactly this kind of a case. You know, the sugya is huaka and all sorts. That's the different songs to chat within the Maramin. Hold on a second. What about the Ramah? Because the Ramah says that this idea of no tomorrow is not such a big deal. There's no tomorrow. Kind of the reverse. If this reason to yours that is to protect the mate, then 50-50. And to protect the son, then the bench loves to win. So the bench loves to tell the yours the other way around. The best you can have is 50-50. But I can get everything, so you're pushed off completely. Interesting. Nowadays, I believe the custom is, with respect to the Echad, we follow most shuls, except for Talmud Torah Flapish, we follow the Maran Bint against the Ramah. Against the Ramah. There was those eating of the yard had a guest over a bench lotion. Well, that really doesn't make much sense, but I guess they're not there. They still bad for yard time. The Taz follows the Maran Pinyaga, we mentioned earlier. Namely, really the Shloshim should win, but the yard can't have nothing. Can't give a yard kadosh. Can't give him nothing. That's one thing about it. How does that translate? What does it mean then, and what does it mean now? It means you can't give him nothing per day. So I understand what it means. There's a whole. Was an organized killer. A person out in the same shul, Myron, and Shachrin, and Minhag, and there were, I don't know, two kaddish. Let's say for us, one kaddish from Myron. I have Shachrin. One, two, three, four. And one for Minhag, right? Six. The average six. I hope that wasn't 6 yards in the shul in one day. If everyone's diving the same shul all the time, so as long as he gets at least one of those six, he's okay. So you measure by the whole day, from night to the next night, right? Sunset to sunset. That's why I understood it then. And therefore, it seems to me, the path is right. If there's a shloshim in the yard, you know what should happen? The yard should happen once, and a shloshim twice. For the same reason, it's a time right. In between of you. The problem is, it's a hetkadot. In the night I dive in the sheep, in the morning I dive in the young Israel, in the afternoon I dive in the yeshiva. And as I'm telling you, everyone's all over the place. But then what happens? Then we'll say, well, do it tomorrow, do it yesterday, do it this, do that. It's very hard for me to translate these rules into our modern world. I don't know. Next question. Did somebody say Kaddish before a kvur? Before a kvura, so I'll tell you that there's a dispute between the Taz and the Shach. Taz says yes, Shach says no. I had a case, my earliest case was in Vail 25 years ago. Someone passed away on a Friday, and the kvura is there to throw. That's Shabbat. First comes to Shul. You say Kaddish or not? He got a stock? Yes. I told him no. But since he already got a stock? Yes. I said, okay, follow the stock you received earlier. That's the top. I want that as a shock. What's the shayla? Kaddish is to achieve atonement for the nifter. But it could be that the heavenly judgment upon the person who passed away doesn't really begin in earnest until after the interment, until the kvurah. So that's the shock. The shock. You know what? I just came back. I told you this. For those who came in late, there's a special shiur on Kaddish and Yizkor and Yahrzeit. Is dedicated to the memory of my cousin, Isha Hasidkonin Tova, Bat, Rabbi Nachum Mendel Halevi. Just 1 week ago today, I was in Eretz Yisrael with her husband, my cousin Rabbi Fine, accompanying the Aron, very young woman, and valor, woman of great valor. At the Kvura there, my cousin Rabbi Fine said Kaddish 3 times before the burial. Minig Chevra Kadish Yerushalayim. I remember when I went on the same trip for my mother, Lashon, the same thing happened. Three Kadeshim before they get to the Kavurah. The fourth Kaddish, the law Kaddish, was said after. So clearly, this custom has merit, and the custom of Yerushalayim. Say a Kaddish before the Kavurah. That's the custom in Yerushalayim. In America, unheard of. Unheard of. I've never, never seen a Kaddish said in an American cemetery before the Kavurah. Never seen it. We follow the Shach. They follow the Tash. But I claim that even if the Tash is right, during the week, an Avos should not be going to shul before the burial to say Kaddish because he's an Aninus. It's only on Shabbat. There's no Aninus. But the custom of the Tash is to say Kaddish. Now the Ramah right, explicitly, right over here. Take a look. Fourth line of the page. Umonim Shiva Shloshim Yom HaKfura. So if it's Kfura, now that the Shach is right. So everything starts with the Kfura. With respect to Kaddish, etc. I guess the Taz will say, yes, the main din starts by the Kfura, but if there's some partial din beforehand, they should say Kaddish even earlier. Okay. Do we treat an outsider like an insider? I mentioned before the question. That's the Ramah. The Nachri, a stranger from out of town. Who can ask if they are here? Here's the Ramah. That's the page 376. Matter of fact, the Rejoka quotes from earlier sources that someone who lives in that town and dies in a different shul and walks to my shul to say Kaddish is treated with less right than a guy from a different town. Simple reason. Go to your shul. What are you doing there? Go across the street. I live in Chicago. Oh, it's a story. That'll give you greater, value whenever you measure these things in that kind of case. What about people who say Kaddish? Someone who's not a parent. Is there any merit or value to this? There are all right. They mock on the Kaddish do El Al Avi Eimu Vat Avalo B'Shakro. So, end of story, right? That's correct. That's the truth. But the Yesh Mekomo Shenagu Sheshar Kro Omer Kaddish Al Kaveyem. When? The original minhag Rabbah. Only one person says Kaddish. I said it's one person in the shul who lost their parents. He'll say all six Kaddish. And the one who wants to say Kaddish for a brother, or for a wife, or for a father-in-law, or whoever, gets zero. That everyone agrees to. No? Is that true? Well, even that keeps getting further and further afield. Yes, the Kabbalah. Shafili Yeshaver al Aviyah Vahimam, Omer Mishar Krovim, and Shalom Shara Beneim. Shinomim Koka Kadesh Kumo Aviyah al Aviyah. What do you do? The Holkin, the Kose, Acha Haminik, Uvach, and Minik of War Beir. Come on, Minik of War, New York. Frankly, I personally oppose to people who say Kaddish to other relatives the same as for a parent. All right? If it's designed to a parent, it's exact same Kaddish should be said. But there are people who say for a father-in-law all the time. I tell them, if you ask me, you say Kaddish only after a lady. Shach ben chamar. Yeah, but only after a lady. So the son who's really saying for his own parent has the extra Kaddish of a shachar. So before and after Mashir, and then Shir Shayom. So therefore, it emerges according to me that the son is for a parent for six a day. For different relatives, three a day. There's a difference here. I think they just keep it out there to distinguish, demarcate between the Kaddish for a parent and some other relatives. Okay. What about a daughter saying Kaddish? Let's get to it. That's what happened finally. Just thinking about this whole sum. So, I read you a source over here. If I can find it here. The Pitzchei Shiva talks about it. Gimel. I see Gimel the Pitzchei Shiva. Thank you. Misha Nadar below Ben. Siva Shabita Toma Kaddish. He left the Savo. My daughter, I have no son, you say Kaddish.
Wow.
Medina Yesh Saloma. Why not? The Gamba Bakish Tawela Sanaka Thrupa Nefesh. The Kolokom, Yeshlocha Shayrezen, Yiskalshu Koach Amin Hogam Shay Yisrael. The Cave and Nika Pearson, Yesh Limbo. You must protest and stop it. You're not allowed to let someone, let a daughter say Kaddish. That's what it says. You take a look at the last one, this based on Yehuda. Ain Levat V'Kaddish Lo Din V'Dat V'Ain Da El Ashtut Ki Kuchot Tlula. Whee! Now, I feel like this. In the old Yekesh custom, it was much worse. Today, that 20 people say Kaddish at a time, and a woman said by the Mechitza says along, I'm opposed to it. I'll say I'm opposed to it. But I have not yet taken out my karate belt to stop a woman from saying Kaddish if I hear something in the back. But I would never allow my shul that a woman should say Kaddish by herself. If the dear woman is saying Kaddish and there's no one else, I'd say someone else, you know, drown her out. Or at least stay along. But in my shul, women don't say Kaddish. But it's against the original custom. Rabbi Fink, Shalita, the Rebbe of Young Israel of New Rochelle, has written an interesting article about this, and I subscribe to whatever he says. Look there, you'll see what he says. I don't want to spend more time on this point. Now, the Rambam says an interesting custom: not Shabbos to the Avod, Shabbos to Yom. Everyone knows that Avod doesn't daven Shabbos to Yom. There was a custom that Avod didn't even say Kaddish Shabbos to Yom. The following reason: it's not necessary. Because the Avail says the mace is in any way in Ganesh and Shabbos Shabbos. So they say Kaddish. But then we don't, no one has that custom nowadays. We do say Kaddish. We do have a custom not to daven for the Yomah during the first year. That's true. But what about a day when there's no Tachnun? Big, big argument. Different hug. According to some, no Tachnun, no Chiyuv. You don't daven any day there's no Tachnun, even if it's too Bishvat, whatever it may be. You don't daven for the extra minute. No Tachnun, you don't daven for the Yom. Finish. They don't even daven Friday afternoon. Milcha, no Tachnun. That's the extra custom. Most Poskim don't agree with that. And they say you should say Tachnun. You should daven even if there's no Tachnun. What about Rosh Chodesh and Hanukkah? So, the Mishnah Berurah says you daven Ma'ariv. You daven Mincha. What about Shacharis? Big dispute. It's serious, Mr. Brewer. Most places it says you don't daven Shacharis. One place it says daven Shacharis till Hallel. We hold them by Rosh Chodesh today. It's relevant in every shul in the country tomorrow. First, in a Hanukkah, you don't daven. Why? Because Shechiyam. You don't want to say Shechiyam. I'm not looking at the next. Let's go to the Ramah. Chalamayim. Is a higher level, like a yachtus. Because regardless, it's better not to daven at all on Chalamayim. There are those who disagree. Most important, there are some quotes that folks say, you daven for the Yomid, for your father's neshama, daven like a mensch. Slowly. There are guys, you know, they come to daven for them, they're not used to daven for them. It happens in my shul. Some of the parents, and he's about shul, being hard to do something. Start in the back room. Start a rush. Right. Give him a chance to get used to it. He'll speed up gradually. And he wants to be able to do good. You're not too fast. Very important to know. But what happened with the fight? Who's the daven for the other? And you know that you're right. You are priority. But the other guy doesn't see it that way. And there's no rabbi, no gabbai. What do you do? Of course, from Rabbi Charles Salanter, he had this exact case. He said to the guy, you doubt for the other. How could they ask him? How could you do this, Rebbe? You want to be a tzaddik, one thing, but on your mother's punishment. You know what he answered? My mother gets bigger knockers to Gan Eden. There was miracle to this guy and avoided a fight. The mother said to the guy, what's for the other? Charles Salanter. He has to be about McGregor. There are people who are very protective of their parents' interests, you know. Never been no longer alive. I wonder how honest his father was when he was alive. I wonder. Anyway, this is the mice that they take from Yisrael Salam.
What else should the person when you're on a chiyuv, a yartzeit, or an aval?
He should learn more. He should do more mitzvahs. He should teach more Torah. He should be involved in shiurim. All kinds of things. He should give more tzedakah. More chasadim. This is what really should be done when a person is in avelus or has a yartzeit.
In sum, we have discussed the essential customs which are found in the Ramah, and all this is in one Sif, Shin Ayin Vav, Sif Dalet.
We've come to various conclusions. The most important conclusion we came to was depends upon the Minig, Dorman Hagim, and the second most important is Shouldn't Fight. In between, we have many other intricacies about Yitzchak and about Yard Size and about Kaddish and about Al Yamas, and it's important that we have some idea what it says here in the Ramon and other posts. I want to conclude the way I began by saying that this shiur itself, although a superficial view of this sif in the Shulchan Aruch, is being this shiur has been given as a memorial to the holy neshama of my cousin Aleh Hashem, whose kavura was mamash just a week ago on Thursday, just the day before on Wednesday, and the family is bereaved. And again, I repeat as I said at the very beginning, since Rosh Chodesh, we cannot say Divrei Hesped, but suffice to say that her legacy will, the Mitzvah, live on in her form of her wonderful children and other members of the illustrious family. She will be Zochem. The Rosh Baruch Hu should send us the Yeshuas and the Chavos, and we should be able to learn these halachas purely in theoretical plane, and we should see quickly. After all, we are now still in the Shem Dinechemta, where the week's consolation following Tisha B'Av. We should be hoping and praying for a national consolation, a personal consolation from here of Yemeinu Ami.